For nearly 70 years, the Gallup organization has been asking Americans the following question: do you approve or disapprove of the job the president is doing? The latest batch of answers is record-setting. Only 28% of the American people approve of George W. Bush. It's the lowest total ever recorded in the Gallup poll. The previous low was Harry S. Truman during the Korean War. Quick, which president has the highest ever approval rating? It is the very same George W. Bush. Right after 9/11/2001, he had an approval rating of over 90%. So let's figure out what it means. Some of what it means is fairly obvious. After 9/11, the American people rallied around the president, or maybe just the presidency, in a time of crisis. 7 years on, things change. But to bat it around a little bit, I'm joined by Alan Abramowitz, who teaches political science at Emory University. Hello, Professor Abramowitz.
Good morning.
And we should also say that you're a registered Democrat. You write for some liberal blogs. Is that right? Are you registered as a Democrat?
Well, no, because we don't have party registration in Georgia.
Oh, okay. So now that we got that on the record, what do you and what do political scientists think of the Gallup poll? Is it useful?
Oh, it's extremely useful because it's been measuring the opinions of the American people for many, many years, and in particular, this question on presidential approval has been asked about every president since Franklin Roosevelt. So we have a very long time series on this, and that gives us a good basis of comparison.
And whenever a president has low approval ratings, they always say, hey, you know who had the lowest? It was Harry Truman, and history remembers him as a great president. I guess in the future they won't be able to say that anymore.
Well, technically, Harry Truman does still have the lowest approval rating, about 22%, but he had a lower disapproval rating than George Bush. So what George Bush has done is set a new record for disapproval, 67% now, I believe, or 69%, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
He's achieved a 69% disapproval rating. So back in the 1940s and 50s, they used to get a larger percentage with no opinion. So what's happened now is we have only about 3% of Americans who have no opinion about President Bush. Everyone has an opinion about President Bush. And right now, the vast majority of those who have an opinion are disapprove of his performance.
You know, I was thinking, if there was a politician, a single person, and let's say that person were a politician running for office, who massively approved of the president in 2001, and now in 2008 massively disapproves of the president, we'd call that politician a flip-flopper. He might have trouble getting reelected. He'd be punished by the voters, and these are the voters who actually share his opinion. Don't you think that's true?
Well, that is true. The voters have gone all the way from a 90% approval rating of President Bush to a 28% approval rating. Of course, the 90% approval rating came shortly after 9/11. Whenever you have that kind of a dramatic event, especially an attack on the United States, the American people tend to rally behind the president. So, you know, we've seen these kinds of rally events in many presidencies, but this was the largest one ever recorded because of the very, very dramatic nature of the event. So it really isn't that surprising that George Bush has such a high approval rating. What's more surprising is that he's gone from a 90% approval rating down to as low as he has. It's a combination of that initial approval rating wearing off, but also, of course, growing public unhappiness with the war in Iraq and more recently with the state of the economy.
So you're more surprised not at the ceiling, which was 90. You're more surprised that the floor is as low as it is.
The ceiling was a little surprising, mm-hmm. but I think it was explained just by the incredibly dramatic nature of the event itself and the unity of the country after that event. But the very low approval rating that we're seeing now is really quite extraordinary. We've had other unpopular presidents. Jimmy Carter was quite unpopular at the end of his presidency. Certainly Richard Nixon was very unpopular at the end of his presidency. But it's unusual to see a president who gets reelected and then has such a low approval rating. And it's actually been very low for a long time now. Bush has been below 40% for a couple of years. He's been below 30% or around 30% now for about the past year. So
right.
This seems to be an ongoing thing.
So far, our analysis of it has been about things that President Bush has done or things that have happened to President Bush. But what about the electorate? What about the voters themselves? What about them? Is it that they're capable of these huge swings of mood? Does this poll tell us anything about the electorate itself?
Well, if you look inside the numbers, what you see with President Bush is that there's been a rather extraordinary division of opinion about him along party lines. That generally Republicans have had a very favorable opinion of President Bush, and Democrats have had an extremely unfavorable opinion. And that's been true for about the last 4 years. But what's happened recently is that even the Republicans have been losing some of their faith in President Bush. They still approve of him by about 2-to-1 margin. But that's down considerably from where it was. And now independents also are very unhappy with President Bush. He has about a 25% approval rating among independents and about a 5% approval rating among Democrats. No Democrats, a small minority of independents, but still a majority of Republicans who approve of President Bush.
You talked about how Bush is polarizing us by party. Is that something particular to President Bush, or is that just politics today? We're very much polarized by party.
It's something that has been growing, increasing over time. So there's always been a division between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to evaluating the president. It's understandable that voters from the president's party who support the president's party were going to have a more favorable opinion of the president. But this gap between the president's party and the opposition party is larger now than for any previous president. So there is something extraordinary here with Bush that reflects, I think, the way that he's governed.
So if the next guy comes in with the message of, oh, I don't know, there are no red states or blue states, just the United States, which one of the guys who wants to come in has said, is that possible given the makeup of how things are working today in America?
It's possible, but I think what's going to happen is that initially, when we get the new president, regardless of who that new president is, that you'll probably see that the divisions will be smaller than they have been under President Bush. And you'll probably see, initially at least, a fairly high approval rating for the new president. But the question is, how long will the new president be able to sustain those approval ratings? And given the fact that the differences between the parties on the major issues are so large, I think it's going to be very difficult for any new president to sustain a high approval rating for very long, because over time, I think the opposition party is, or voters who support the opposition party are probably going to become increasingly dissatisfied with those policies.
Yep. Alan Abramowitz, professor of political science at Emory University. Thank you.
Glad to be with you.
This is the BPP from NPR News.